Welcome to Israel 18 News at 12 p.m. Here's your hourly briefing. A pleasant day across Israel, with clear skies in Jerusalem and Tel Aviv. Haifa enjoys a mild afternoon, while Eilat basks in warm sunshine. A beautiful day to be outdoors. Here are today's headlines. First, earlier today, Ynet reports that Israel has shifted its Hezbollah offensive to Bint Jabal after reducing pressure on Beirut due to U.S. and Lebanese interventions. Also, in the past hour, Israel Hayom Hebrew reveals a U.S. intelligence report claiming China plans to arm Iran with new air defense systems amid the ceasefire. Also this hour, Walla reports that two Israeli officers have significantly disrupted Iran's defense industries, setting back their missile and weapon capabilities. Separately, in earlier reporting, the Forward states that the IDF continues its operations against Hezbollah in Lebanon, as the Strait of Hormuz remains closed, with U.S. Vice President J.D. Vance heading to Pakistan for crucial talks. And finally, Israel Hayom highlights that the new Supreme Leader of Iran, Mojtaba Khamenei, is recovering from severe injuries but remains actively involved in governance. Here's what people are saying online. Why? Net News, a major Israeli news outlet, shared minutes ago that Mojtaba Khamenei is reportedly governing from seclusion while recovering from serious injuries. Times of Israel reports that police are forming a new unit to address rising concerns over Iranian spying activities. I24News_EN informs us that Prime Minister Netanyahu seeks a two-week delay in his court testimony due to sensitive matters linked to recent turbulent events. Let's go deeper. Starting with Ynet's report on the Hezbollah offensive, Israeli forces focus on encircling Bint Jabal after easing strikes on Beirut. This decision follows diplomatic pressures to minimize conflict escalation. The shift indicates a tactical adjustment in Israel's military strategy. Turning to Iran's defense capabilities, Walla details how Israeli officers have crippled Iran's missile production. This blow to Iran's defense is significant as it impacts their regional influence. The success highlights Israel's ongoing efforts to neutralize threats. Meanwhile, the Forward's report on the IDF's continued operations in Lebanon reflects ongoing tensions despite ceasefire talks. Vice President Vance's visit to Pakistan aims to broker a lasting peace. These efforts underscore the delicate balance sought in the region. On the economic front, first, CTEC reports that after prolonged debates, Israel's Arrow 3 missile defense system received procurement approval, highlighting strategic defense advancements. Separately, Walla Business celebrates the Iron Dome's 15th anniversary since its first interception, marking a milestone in Israel's defense accomplishments. And finally, Globes reveals that Israeli company Q-Factor has raised $24 million for its pioneering quantum computing research, spotlighting Israel's forefront role in technology. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 1 p.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.